Good morning. Today we continue our series of meditations from John's Gospel. Today we reflect on John chapter 8 verses 21 to 30 and we will look at the preaching of Jesus. The Pharisees who had earlier in John 8 verse 12 been offended by Jesus' claim to be the light of the world disputed his authority and sought to silence him. They wanted him gone, and Jesus assured them their wish would be granted. But his departure would not bring them peace. It would leave them in darkness. It would leave them seeking but never finding. It would leave them dying in their sin. Consider the weight of Jesus' words in John 8:24. Unless you believe that I am he, you will die in your sins. Jesus' point was that those who die without surrendering their hearts and lives to him would perish eternally. In other words, without Christ, we die wrapped up in the bondage of sin, unfit for heaven, and eternally guilty before a holy God. Hebrews 9:27 reminds us, it is appointed for man to die once, but after this, the judgment. When that day comes, for those who have rejected Jesus Christ, it will be much too late. The Pharisees' response to Jesus' words unveiled their spiritual darkness. When Jesus spoke of his return to heaven, they scoffed. Will he kill himself that he says, where I am going, you cannot come? John 8 verse 22. In their ignorance, the Pharisees assumed Jesus was speaking of taking his own life. They understood Jesus to be saying that he, Jesus, was destined for hell. What a thing. Such is the folly of unbelief. It blinds the mind and hardens the heart, leaving people unable to grasp the truth, even when the truth is standing before them. Jesus said to the Pharisees, you are from below. I am from above. You are of this world. I am not of this world. John 8 verse 23. Yet in the face of such rejection, Jesus continued to preach. He said in John 8 26, I have much to say about you and much to judge, but he who sent me is true, and I declare to the world what I have heard from him. This is the preciousness of Christ's preaching. It is the very word of God, undeterred by opposition. The servants of Jesus today must proclaim his word boldly, notwithstanding those who don't like and those who oppose the faithful proclamation of God's word. The Pharisees asked Jesus in John 8:25, who are you? Their question was not born out of curiosity. Their question was born out of contempt. They were familiar with the evidence that supported Jesus' claims to be the Son of God, but they still refused to believe in him. They still refused to acknowledge Jesus to be the Lord and Savior of the world. Yet Jesus was undeterred. He pressed on. He remained faithful to fulfill the work his Father had commissioned him to do. That fact ought to inspire Christians everywhere. The world today, like the Pharisees of old, often despise faithful gospel preaching. The world today often despises the heralding of the undiluted gospel of Jesus Christ. Some churches seek more to please attendees than it does to declare the undiluted word of God. Some churches have even abandoned faithful proclamation of God's word and have substituted that with entertainment. Some churches have replaced biblical truth with the language of psychology or self-help. The truth is that some sermons are nothing more than life coaching. The truth is that some sermons are nothing more than mere TED Talks. But Jesus shows us another way. He did not tailor his message to please his audience. He spoke what the Father gave him, knowing that the truth though rejected by some, is the only hope for salvation. The preaching of Christ is precious because it brings the light of life. Jesus promised in John 8, verse 12, "He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life." Without this light, people chase pleasure, glory, or a brand of spirituality that is hollow and which cannot satisfy the needs of one's soul. True meaning and purpose in life is found only in Jesus Christ. As the Apostle Paul wrote in 2 Corinthians 4 and verse 6, "The light of the knowledge of the glory of God shines in the face of Jesus Christ." When Christ is no longer proclaimed, all hope is lost. Jesus said in John 8, 28, "When you lift up the Son of Man, then you will know that I am He, and that I do nothing of myself, but as my Father taught me, I speak these things." The phrase "lifted up" refers to His crucifixion, the moment when Christ would be exalted on the cross for the salvation of sinners. The cross is the center of true preaching, for it is there that Jesus secured the sinner's deliverance from judgment. The world recoils at the message of the cross because it confronts sin and speaks of divine judgment. The message of the cross calls us to acknowledge our failures and to place our hope and confidence in Christ's sacrifice alone. This is the message Christians everywhere must proclaim. The cross is like a lantern hung high, generating light over the darkness of the world. The cross reveals God's love for sinners and His provision for our greatest need, which is forgiveness. As the hymn writer Isaac Watts faced death, he testified, "It is a great mercy that I have no manner of fear or dread of death." Why? The cross makes all the difference. Despite the opposition of the Pharisees, Jesus' preaching bore fruit. In John 8:30, it is recorded there, "As He spoke these things, many believed in Him." This is the glorious reward of faithful preaching, not the world's approval, but the salvation of souls. Romans 1 verse 16 tells us that the gospel is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes. Though the world may scorn Christians who faithfully declare the gospel, God still blesses the proclamation of His word with life-changing power. My dear listener, do you believe in Jesus? Have you surrendered your life to Jesus? Have you repented of your sins? And have you asked Jesus to forgive you of your sins and to take full control of your life? Dear listener, do not resist Jesus as the Pharisees did. When others ignore the evidence about the true identity of Jesus as Lord, Savior, and Messiah, you don't have to join that crowd. Instead, you can confess that Jesus is the Savior of your soul and your hope for this life and the life to come. Notice that in John 8:25, Jesus said, "I have much to say." The truth is that every Christian has much to say. The world may tell Christians to be silent, but Christians cannot afford to be silent when it comes to the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Christians cannot be silent because Christians have a message from God, His word about sin, salvation, and the cross. Let every Christian proclaim this gospel boldly, knowing that it comes from Him who is true, and let every Christian center his or her life on the cross. Rejoice, the gospel is still being proclaimed today. But the time will come when all faithful preaching of the gospel will come to an end, and those who have rejected Christ will face God's severe judgment. My Christian friend, seize the moment and continue to proclaim the undiluted gospel of Jesus Christ. To my non-Christian friend, I say this: the door is still open for you to step out of sin's darkness and to enter into the life and light that Jesus offers. Jesus said in John 8:12, "He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life." Today is a good day to repent of one's sins and to surrender one's life to Jesus Christ. Until next week, may Christ continue to bless you greatly.